Sports Saturday.
It's complete. Another touchdown.
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again.
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm here with safety Ethan Slade, pride of Orem High School and double date companion of Puka Nacua. I have to ask about that. So you and Puka, you're seen on the screen at a BYU basketball game. Did you expect that going with him?
Yeah, obviously. I think it was going to be a shock if I didn't see that. I had people at church coming up saying, "Oh, I saw you on the Jumbotron." I said, "Yeah, I got him on there. Yeah, he's the reason they're showing. I was the reason they're showing him."
That's hilarious. How fun has it been to watch him and his rise in the NFL?
Oh, it's been amazing. That's one of my best friends right there. To see him go out and achieve one of his dreams and one of his goals is amazing.
Is he going to get you out to a game, or have you been to a game yet?
I got to go to a couple of them last year, so that was awesome, yeah.
Which ones did you go to?
I got to go to three games. I'm already spacing who they were playing, but they were all in L.A. But he had a touchdown in one of them the first game I went to, and that was an awesome moment just to be in the stands and see that.
Let's shift gears to you and this BYU football team that has just concluded spring football. How do you think this defense improved throughout spring ball?
I think for accountability, especially on the defensive side, knowing your assignment, I think that's been a big emphasis. Early in the mornings, all the defensive players are here studying film on their own, getting extra hours in, and I think that's showing out on the field, knowing their jobs. So I would say that's the biggest part is accountability.
How's the safety room battle going? There's a lot of guys that played in that room from last year. Plus, you get Micah Harper back. It's got to be a fierce battle.
Oh, yes. It's always fierce. And Coach Hill let us know that he's like, "I know there's going to be a lot of guys coming back that played this year, so you guys need to compete." And I'd say we've been doing just a great job at that. We're all friends in the safety room. There's no ill or bad blood. We all love each other, but we know we're all competing for a job out there this spring and coming up in the fall.
What has Coach Hill told you guys will be some determining factors on who gets playing time this fall?
Honestly, everything from grades to how we handle ourselves outside of the facility, it all comes into play. But a lot of the big stuff is in the weight room. That's a big factor, for especially at safety. If you're gaining weight or you're losing weight, putting on that muscle. And then obviously just play. When we come out to practice, the players that make plays are the players that get to play on the weekends.
Speaking of the weight room staff, they've been here for a while now, full off season. Have you noticed and felt a difference from the off season training?
Oh yeah, they're amazing. By far, this is the best I've felt in an off season training, from a strength wise and body weight wise. They're doing such a great job with us, holding us accountable for our goals that we have as players. So they're pushing us to be better athletes in the weight room, and you can totally see it out here on the field.
Ethan Slade's our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday. This is a deep cut. I'm going back to social media videos, but what is the intent behind tossing the med ball up and behind your head and shoulders?
Sometimes I don't even think why we're doing it. I just do it and try to do it the best I can, but you would assume explosion on that one. But yeah, sometimes you just do as you're told.
I can relate. Sometimes you go to the gym, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to do it. Hopefully it translates in some form.
Make it look good.
Yeah. What do you think are some areas that this defense can improve from last year? Whether it be, I don't know, turnovers or pressure to the quarterback, just as a whole, how do you think this defense needs to be better going into the fall?
I think last year we did a really good job on first and second down, and we would get into some third downs and not be able to get out of drives. And I think that can be a big spot for us to improve on, is those third down opportunities, getting off the field. We've had those. That was just a common theme last year. So that maybe comes with being in better shape or understanding your situation better, but we need to get better at getting off the field on third down.
When you think about last year at all, and maybe it's all done and it's in the rearview mirror, but how much of the way things ended, how much of a driving factor has that been in your training and throughout spring ball?
It's a major factor. You never want to end the year with the record we had, not going to a bowl game. And so I know for all the guys, it's just been a big motivation what happened to us last year. And we definitely don't want to come back and repeat that. So we're trying to do everything out here as possible just to make sure we can change our fate and have a great year this upcoming year.
I don't want to open an old wound, but I'm just curious from your perspective, the last two games of the year, great games, you guys were right there. Which one of those two losses, Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, was more painful?
I think Oklahoma, just having it be at our home crowd and having the game in our hands and letting it slip away, just mainly just because we're at home and with our fans, so that one stings more.
What's the summer going to be like for you? Have you thought out how these next couple months are going to go for you?
Just a lot of training, making sure the body's healthy. That's the biggest part going, especially into the upcoming season and fall camp, is if you're not healthy, you're not playing. But for me personally, just trying to put on a lot of weight, muscle, and training as much as possible. But honestly, it's just sticking to the program these guys have. It's not doing anything crazy or out of pocket, just trusting in their process and what they have for us and attacking every day.
How does a guy like Ethan Slade put on weight? Like, what's a wake up to go to bed diet like for Ethan?
There's a lot of protein shakes. You got to drink your body weight in protein, and it's disgusting, but you have to do it. They say eating every hour and a half, just constant feeding, and sometimes all the time it's not ideal. You don't want to do it, but yeah, you got to be having snacks in the classroom, bring in a protein shake to your bed before you go to bed, just stuff like making sure you're surrounded by food.
What's your protein shake of choice? The reason I ask is that anytime I talk to Spencer Johnson of the basketball team, he's throwing down Fairlife, like double Fairlifes. Are you doing the same thing?
I like to make my protein. I'll drink a Fairlife every once in a while, but I like to do banana, honey, peanut butter, protein powder, ice, and water.
So you're making your own at home?
No, they have a shake making section inside the weight room.
How many calories do you think you're throwing down a day?
Whatever 2.5 scoops of protein is on the protein shakes, that's probably, I have no idea, but it's a lot, and try to get two of those in a day.
You've been here for a minute. Yes. How has nutrition come along throughout your time here at BYU?
Oh, it's come a long way. Dan is our nutritionist, and he's done an amazing job. In this last 2 years since we've kind of gotten into the Big 12, I've seen a big jump in our nutrition just from making sure we're constantly fed. There's always something for us players to be eating. So if we're not gaining weight, that's on us. That's not on anyone else but us, the players.
I know spring ball is in the rearview mirror, but what was a typical day like for you in spring ball, including classes, practice? Well, just give us some insight into the day in the life of a college athlete.
Well, day in the life, wake up 6:30. We have film at 7 a.m. with the coaches, optional. Go to that, and then right after that, we got classes till noon. So I go to my classes till noon, get ready for meetings starting at 1:30. We'll hit meetings at 1:30 for an hour and a half. And then we get ready for practice, and then we're out on the practice field from like 3 to 5:30 each day. I wrap it up, go eat, go home, watch film of the previous practice, get to bed by 10.
What are you hoping to learn in film study? Because are you reviewing the scheme? Are you reviewing your technique? What are you reviewing at this stage of the season?
Honestly, all of it. A big thing that Coach Hill does and is amazing at is he understands the game of football, and he's just trying to get us to have a feel for the game, and just before the play's even started, we'll call out while we're watching film, oh, we think it's run, we think it's this run, we think it's this pass, and he'll ask us why, and it's on us as the players to our film study to understand those reasonings. And so I think just understanding the game of football in general, technique and all that stuff comes into play, but I think the most important thing as a football player is you got to know the game.
A few more moments here with Ethan Slade, safety for BYU's defense. When you look towards the fall, who are some guys, you have such a unique vantage point as a safety. You see the whole defense, you see everything unfolding. Who are some guys that you think are going to surprise fans this fall?
I think a big one's Talon Alfrey. He was kind of hurt last season. I think he's poised to have a big year. Other players, Isaiah Bagna, he's on the D-line. He's been playing amazing this spring. And I think he's about to have a great year this year. He's been here. This is going to be his second year from the transfer portal, and I think he's poised to have a great year.
You mentioned Zay and his second year being here. It brings to mind just how much more continuity there is this year than last year. Have you felt that? Have you noticed that on the field throughout spring?
Yeah, I think a big thing this offseason was just getting to know each other, be a family. And that's hard sometimes because we're all living in our own worlds, doing our own thing, and it feels like I'm trying to figure it out for myself. But it's important to get to know your brothers that you're out here with, and I feel like we took a big step in that. So having people that have transferred here, being here their second year, I can't I wasn't in that situation, but I can't imagine how much more comfortable those guys feel here now, having been here for over a year.
Last thing for you. Has Coach Hill laid out any goals for the defense this year, whether it be rankings in the Big 12, whether it be giving up X number of yards? Like, what are some goals of a Jay Hill defense?
Jay Hill defense is number one defense in the Big 12. That's the goal. I don't think he wouldn't be the guy for the job if he thought otherwise. So yeah, right now our goal is to be the number one defense in the Big 12. Yards and stuff, that will come later in the season as the season gets closer. But right now we're preparing to be the number one defense.
And what gives you confidence that's attainable for this defense?
I think right now everyone's hungry and putting in the work. There's, like I said, we have these 7 a.m. film optional meetings, and everyone's here, and it's been going on for weeks now. Guys wake up and come, just, and then they're out here at practice attacking every day, and I think that has to continue through the off-season practices, workouts. You can't slow down, and even when the season's getting close, you got to ramp it up. And so if we continue doing that, I don't see why that can't be achievable.
That's Ethan Slade. I guess one more thing for you. You have any fun summer plans coming up? Are you gonna have any rest and relaxation, or are you just on grind mode till the fall?
It's mainly grind mode, but I'm actually going to Hawaii next week. So,
first time?
No, my wife's first time. I've been there twice.
Island?
Maui.
Oh, man. Wow. Road to Hana, you doing that?
I've had people mention you need to go do that. I don't.
Mention? That's a hallmark feature of Maui, dude.
Might have to go do that then. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Some warm weather. But besides that, I'll just be here starting with the team, just working.
Well, enjoy Hawaii, stay healthy, and looking forward to seeing you in the fall.
Thank you.